Academy Award-winning actor Jared Leto has transformed himself yet again in his latest film, The Little Things, a crime drama where Leto plays appliance delivery man Albert Sparma, a prime suspect in a series of Los Angeles murders in the 1990s. The detectives on the case are played by actors Rami Malek and Denzel Washington. And in this scene, Denzel's character, Joe Deacon, is highly suspicious of Sparma and the possibility that he used his car in his crimes.
I saw the for sale sign.
That was for another car.
Got a lot of miles on it. You a salesman?
No.
How's the trunk space?
Standard.
Mind if I take a look?
Jared Leto has been nominated for a SAG Award for his performance in The Little Things. It's available via streaming on HBO Max, and Jared Leto joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Jared, I've always suspected you're an actor who is highly selective of the roles you play. What drew you to this character and this film?
Well, Denzel Washington was a big draw for me. He's been a hero of mine for a long time. John Lee Hancock wrote a great script, and he's just a terrific director. And then there's Rami Malek, just someone I really think is a terrific talent, and I really enjoyed working with quite a bit. So the three of those guys made it kind of impossible to say no.
Yeah, I can imagine. Once you hear Denzel and Rami's name, you're on board for sure. Yeah. This movie doesn't take on the usual tropes of crime dramas. It's focused on the effects this kind of work has on the detectives who investigate it. Given that shift, what was it like to embody this kind of character who really doesn't show up until, what is it, like 40 minutes into this film?
It was a lot of fun. It was a really transformational, really from head to toe. There were prosthetics involved. I had different color eyes, different teeth, a different way of walking and talking. And I really enjoyed that process of diving in deep and kind of sculpting this character. You know, when you do these kinds of things, you know, for me, it's always an opportunity to see what you're made of. And it's just an absolutely explosive set with Denzel and Rami. It was creatively incredibly exciting.
Yeah, I want to ask you more about working with them. But you said, you know, this transformation is kind of a way for you to see what you're made of. And you do that a lot. I mean, you're known for these physical transformations. Like, you gained something like 70 pounds to play John Lennon's killer in Chapter 27. I always wanted to know, Jared, what's the process once the film is over? How do you come back to yourself, both physically and mentally, after taking yourself so far?
Well, you stop eating ice cream and pizza for breakfast. That helps. It can be a little difficult to just cold turkey walk away from it. So there is a weaning period for me, pretty much with every role that I take on. If there's a physical component, it can be even harder to let go, even if that's an accent or a different way you've trained yourself to speak or walk. Or if you spend a certain time, like in The Little Things, there was a lot of time researching kind of the darker side of humanity. And, you know, at a certain point that can have an effect on your psyche. So I usually find by the end of the film, you're usually grateful to have a bit of a break and get some fresh air. But it does take some time to let go of the process.
I can imagine. Oh, absolutely. I can imagine. Well, let's listen to a bit of a scene where you're interrogated by detectives Jim Baxter and Joe Deacon, who is played by Denzel Washington. He's presenting you with an envelope of crime scene photos. Let's listen.
This is the part where I start feeling like it's a trap.
Open it up, find out.
It's not a pair of mittens.
This pivotal scene, though, was very important for the audience to begin to understand your character. Can you describe for us a little bit more what it was like working together with these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good question. I hadn't done a scene yet. That was actually the first scene that we all did with each other. So there was a lot of tension in the air. There was a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. And we didn't rehearse the scene at all. We didn't even do a camera rehearsal, really. They set the cameras up and we just went to work. And I remember after the first take, I thought that, wow, I just really blew it. This isn't working. This is terrible. I've ruined the movie. And my God, I have to help them find a new person for the part. Because I just did the scene and there was just this deafening silence afterwards. Mm. And everybody kind of just scattered and left the room. What I didn't know, and I found out later, was that they ran back to the monitor to watch the scene, and they were kind of just all buzzing with excitement because I think everyone was feeling like something was actually working and working really well. Little did I know, I thought both myself and the scene were a disaster, and I was ready to take the blame fully.
I mean, your eyes were really doing the work in that scene, Jared. I want to say your eyes looking at those pictures, that was what was so, I'm sure they were all running back to the screen to see, and they got it. Yeah. I mean, acting in your eyes for sure.
It's interesting because my eyes were brown in that film, and Albert Sparma, I always felt he was the type of person that just didn't understand personal space or boundaries. So, you know, he would look at someone or stare at someone too long, or maybe he would talk a little too slowly, or he would maybe just, you know, walk a little too closely to someone. And in that scene, it was especially intense because he's toying with the detectives. He's interviewing them as much as they're interrogating him. Whether or not even the things that he's saying are true, is he just trying to get a rise out of the other people? Is he really excited looking at those photos? I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's just enjoying the cat and mouse game and playing chess with these guys who he feels like, you know, are a good match for him.
You've got another upcoming film where you appear as the Joker in Zack Snyder's new version of Justice League. What can fans expect from this latest interpretation of the character?
Well, as far as working with Zack Snyder, he's just, I really loved the experience of working with him. He's just a terrific director, incredibly passionate, really decisive, you know, a real actor's director, a real artist. The rest of it, I think you're going to have to ask him. It's kind of like Fight Club, you know, that the first rule is the most important rule. So I know he has lots of secrets and surprises planned. So so I'll be careful not to spoil them, but it was a pleasure to work with Zach. He's an amazing guy.
Oh, well, that definitely is a tease to definitely make certain that we all check it out. I have one last question for you before you go. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of you as I'm talking to you. When are you coming out with your beauty and health line? Because how are you forever young? I can't even believe that you still look like you looked 20 years ago.
I have to thank my mom, who's in the other room right now, for that. And good, clean, healthy living.
Jared Leto stars in the new film, The Little Things, which is available via streaming on HBO Max. Jared, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great day.